guys, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with your host, Nicole Jasper. And don't mind me, I'm still trying to fight this cold or whatever it is. Hopefully it's not COVID, but I hope you guys are doing well despite the pandemic that running. And thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast. You don't have to, but I really appreciate it. I hope you guys are doing well. You had a nice holiday. And maybe suggesting that now with home because I like to read. In my spare time when I'm not writing. You know, when you're a writer, you like to do research and read, right? So, I found this quite interesting story. It's an urban legend of Carmen Winston. It's quite sad and tragic, and I can relate to it somewhat because I'm sure most of us were bullied to the point, I mean, I want to say to death. But we were bullied at one time in our lives. So, if let's say, I just wish that you guys that are being bullied right now, you are not alone, and speak up. You might help someone that is being bullied, that's afraid to, you know, say the thing. So yeah, don't forget to speak up for others and yourself. Don't forget to advocate for yourself. Believe me, I know I've learned many lessons for that. So, alright. So, I'm just gonna read this whole story about, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's called The Urban Legend of Carmen Winston. And I guess you can decide whether or not if it's true or not. So, whoa, I just dropped my tablet. Okay. Sorry, bear with me, guys. I didn't lose it. I just have to get back to the story. Here it is. The Urban Legend is a story about a 17-year-old. I think he was only 17. Alright, typical age. So, and she's a 17-year-old rural student in Indiana. Sorry, if I feel too fast, let me know. She's a student in Indiana called Carmen Winston. I love that name, Carmen. Cool name. Anyway, she was killed when she was pushed into an open sewer by five girls at her school who she thought were her friends. At the time, the school was having a fire drill. Carmen was new to the area. And her father had recently lost his job, my voice, and had to move to the States in order to find a new appointment. Bear with me, guys. I'm just now getting my voice back. And the relocation midterm had been hard on Carmen, who had to leave her friends behind and attend a new school in Indiana. The story goes, Carmen had a hard time making new friends at school, as no one was particularly interested in befriending the new girl. Additionally, she would spend the majority of her time alone walking from class to class and reading her breaks alone, speaking to no one. It's kind of like how I was, so I can relate to this. Eventually, however, she started hanging around with a group of five other girls who she considered to be her friends. However, she soon discovered they had been talking about her behind her back and spreading vile rumors about her around the school. So, when she confronted them about it, they took to bullying her every day, making her life a complete hell. One day, after the bullying had become too much for her, she had decided to stay behind after school and tell the head teacher what had been going on. However, she died before being able to do so. After lunchtime, the school announced that they would be having a fire drill. And when the alarm bell went off, all the students made their way out into the yard for a roll call. Should be taken. This is creepier, believe me. The The five girls saw Carmen standing near an open sewer and decided to embarrass her in front of the other students, crowding around her, calling her names and such, and pushing her around until she tripped and fell down into the sewer. This is the important part. And yes, the five girls thought it was highly amusing and were giggling, and when the teacher called out Carmen's name, it was pointed that she was down in the sewer. The teacher looked down the manhole and could see Carmen's body lying at the bottom among all the sludge and called the police. Before long, her body was recovered. Her neck had broken when her head hit the ladder and her face was badly damaged when she finally hit the concrete at the bottom. Now the students were all questioned, of course, but no one, except for the girls who pushed her, had seen anything. All guilty parties managed to lie their way out of it. They all told the same story, that she had lost her mouse and had fallen in, and the death was ruled an accident, or was it an accident? Several months later, many students at school started receiving creepy emails and messages under, if you guys remember this site called MySpace. That was before the Facebook, I remember MySpace account entitled, "They Pushed Her," quote unquote. And they pushed her. Which told the truth of what had really happened that day. Carmen had not accidentally fallen into the sewer, but had been pushed. The emails did not disclose the identities of the guilty parties involved, but rather threatened that there would be horrible consequences should they not confess. Now, many thought this was a horrible prank to be played on those with the memory of the tragedy still fresh in people's minds. But the five girls involved in Carmen's school were by now extremely worried that someone knew what had happened and was threatening them. A few days later, one of the girls involved in Carmen's death is at home taking a shower when she began hearing a strange crackling sound that appeared to be coming from the drain, and quickly exited out the bathroom in fear. I would too. And that night, when her mother went to her room to say goodnight, she found the room empty and called the police. They stormed the area and eventually found her dead and disfigured and left to be found in the sewer. Then another and another until all five girls had met the same fate. Dead and disfigured in the sewers, with their necks broken and yet disguised, their faces ripped off. Whew, tragic. But freaky. Carmen is apparently still not satisfied, according to the legend. She has become a twisted entity whose sole purpose is to have the truth of her death known. Not content with the deaths of the guilty parties, she still visits anyone who does not believe the story and hold it on to others. So, whether it is you buy a drain, or a toilet, or a shower, she may or will come and hit you in the night as you sleep, and you will wake up in the sewer, hearing her crackling before you meet the fate of others she had still down there before. This kind of reminds me of the movie It, right? You know, are you guys with me? The movie It, we found a creepy clown. At least it wasn't a creepy clown in a sewer, but this is even more scary. This is more scary than the creepy clown. But I remember myself, I used to play in a sewer. Yep, you heard that right. I used to play in the sewer. I don't know why. I'm obsessed with Tomboy, and that's what I was like. Oh my god, I'm playing anywhere. Even in the sewer. And for some strange reason, I didn't stay down there that long. I always felt freaked out and everything, so. Luckily, I didn't stay down there long. Who knows what would have happened if I did, right? But anyway, yeah. If you guys enjoyed this quick story, ghost story, and the moral of the story is, if you or you know someone that is bullying, don't forget to speak up, alright? And you're never alone. I hope you guys have a great, safe day. Until next time, this is Nicole out.